8:51, 63 degrees, and right now it's time to check in with meteorologist Drew Loader of World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We have a little bit of rain already going across parts of Illinois and Indiana, and unfortunately many other areas nearby. And this is nothing new. We have a lot of soggy soil out there, and the weather pattern is not going to offer us a great deal of improvement for a little while. We do expect to see showers and thunderstorms in the eastern Midwest from the Mississippi River Valley eastward through Thursday. And the precipitation will actually diminish during the day Thursday, so Illinois will already be doing better in the afternoon, but Indiana and Ohio will have to wait probably till Friday to experience a full day's worth of dry weather. The sad part is there's another little disturbance that will be coming across the Midwest from northwest to southeast across the entire region. Starting on Thursday in the western Corn Belt, it'll actually be a Friday event for many areas in the western Corn Belt, and it'll come into the eastern Midwest Friday night into Saturday morning. This system is very weak, but it will interrupt the much-needed drying trend, and we'll likely see another quarter of an inch of rain with that, with some localized amounts of half inch. But before we even get to that point, unfortunately, we've got quite a bit of rain that will take place between now and Thursday. And some of the rain totals are likely to run from about 3/4 of an inch upwards to about 1.5 inches, with a couple of pockets upwards near 2 inches. Adding that on top of the moisture we already have across the region is certainly not going to help anybody out. And the weather is going to turn better next week with drier weather, likely in most of the Midwest. But it's also going to be cooler next week. Not that it's real warm out there here recently, but we'll see the afternoon highs in the 50s and 60s in the north, 60s and some lower 70s in the south. The cool weather will also come with nippy nights, especially in the upper Midwest. I think we'll see a chance for frost and some freezes in parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas as we get into Saturday morning. And a cool north wind will likely blow across a fair amount of the Midwest on Saturday and put quite a chill in the air, and making it, again, not a very good environment for any kind of improving tendencies across the region. Now, next week, we will have a strong surface high that will sit over the heart of the Midwest and will clear the skies out and will keep the temperatures rather cool initially. But we will look for a warming trend to come shortly thereafter towards the latter part of next week, and hopefully we can keep rain out of the picture. There's a chance that there may be a ridge of high pressure starting to build up across the western Corn Belt as we move into that second weekend of the two-week outlook, and that would help to block precipitation from our region. It's a long ways out in the forecast. We'll have to keep our fingers crossed on that one. It looks like hard red winter wheat country is going to continue to see a good mix of precipitation and sunshine. The same is true for the U.S. Delta and the southeastern states. All these areas will probably see a favorable environment for crop development to continue in. South America's weather continues to look fairly good. We're going to see a little bit more rain occur in parts of southern Brazil for a little while, and Argentina will stay dry. Argentina needs to be dry for a more aggressive attack on their harvest season, and they should get what they need. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
You too. Meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.